Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Unless you have management that is going to be supportive, it's a real problem. This particular scenario of that person that may want their job, that happens regularly, and especially with people at higher executive levels. I hear it from quite a bit of the person that is attacking the new CEO of a company, and the one that's launching all the assaults is that person that was runner up and desperately wanted the job, had been working there for years. They take an outsider to fix what's wrong, and you have a mutiny under them. Sometimes it's one person, sometimes it's a lot, but I hear this one quite a bit. Louise was going to have a very tough problem. I mean, the rumors, the escalation of those rumors into what sounded like wilder and wilder stories. That is always going to be a tough one, especially when it's not in writing. What you can do is tell the truth when these things are being said and confront that person, which certainly takes some strength and can be shown to face down a bully. But that's a bit of a problem. But that's really what those situations are going to need in on some level or another is confronting what's happening there, and when you hear about it, address it.
Yeah, I think the problem she encountered was she tried to confront a couple of times, and the nightmare just cried or ran away or, you know, sort of used distraction. When you've got the workplace, like the bosses above that not doing anything, it sort of seems like there's, like, even if you've gone to the bosses, there's nothing that's really going to be done.
Yeah, and that really is one of those where, you know, on some levels, there's that old saying of flee or fight, and not physically, but if you don't like it, it's probably time to move on. But if somebody's saying flat out lies, there's nothing wrong with protecting your reputation. There is nothing wrong with if somebody is undermining your work, calling it out at the very least for your own self-respect and self-worth. What she didn't say in that is I wondered how much her management was listening to those lies and how it was affecting her employment. And if that was the case, if she thought she was in imminent trouble, that's one thing. But when you have a person that is a liar and an annoyance, you can certainly be very upset by it. The question is it damaging, or are you just dealing with someone that is probably doing this to everybody? But especially if it's affecting your job, you've got to correct the record, because one thing more than anything else I've learned is with the type of person that was coming after Louise, where there's a vacuum, lies fill that vacuum better than just about anything else. And you've got one of two things you can do. You can either correct it or you can let that problem grow. And, you know, looking back, if I were Louise, I wonder if she's thought, boy, should I have fought this, or if I should have walked away. I can't remember what she did, but Yeah, when it's affecting your career, and somebody is undermining you, you are likely going to have problems if you don't say anything. If you let it just hurt you inside, because most people are busy, they've got other things to do, and if they hear something juicy being said that sounds interesting, a lot of people may believe it. So it's your job, unfortunately, because there's no referees in the office, you've got to say something.
God, I wish there was. Isn't that what HR is meant to be, the referee?
Actually, no.
Yeah. HR is there for management, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that one?
Sure. Let's talk about HR.
So after I wrote my book, I thought I was going to get killed by people in HR because I paint a picture of the HR executive in my company who was basically partially being blackmailed because of whatever was going on within the organization that he was involved with. But he would do whatever, he was basically the hitman for whatever management wanted done. And it surprised me how many HR people have come to me saying, you know what, we've got colleagues that are like that within our organization, that ethical HR people try and speak up and they find themselves out of jobs. And that is, that's an interesting one. The other thing they complain about a lot is not having a seat at the table when management keeps them away because they know they're going to be told, well, boss, that's really, our policies are totally against what you're saying we need to do in dealing with this person. And so it happens anyway. They're given a subtle threat about you need to toe the company line, and they're forced into a position. But yeah, people's lack of understanding of what HR is there for, like you're talking about, is, I think, pretty significant, because they really think they're there to help everybody, that they're equally going to be equally fair to the little guy and to the executives. And I don't know where I got that idea, but that's what I thought at the beginning.
Is there another book there, The Hitman in the Office?
I can't say yet, but there's something coming. There's a few things coming.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.